Alrighty, folks, I can't believe it's happening. It's Mr. Curiosity. Yeah, Joe Snedeker here, back with my podcast. And the weird part is here, now if you hear weird sounds in the background, it's my dog, Jet. Listen. Hey, I got to keep him busy while I do my thing here. So last March, the pandemic really got kicking into gear. So everyone at WNAP was sent home, so to speak. So the podcast ended. We couldn't have any visitors to WNAP. So the podcast just ended. It's been a year now. And, you know, I'm 55 years old. I love podcasts. I listen to podcasts. I love interacting with people. But here's the weird part. Once Zoom kicked in, you know, what is this with being older? You kind of don't want to accept new things. I remember when I was a kid, teenager, microwaves, VCRs, phone answering machines, they were all coming out. And my mom and dad were like, My mom was like, I cooked the traditional way. Or my dad wasn't really interested in the VCR. So I'm now the equivalent of that. So when Zoom came out, I'm like, I'm not Zooming Zoom. So I didn't Zoom. And when you think about it, Zoom is great because it so easily allows people to connect, not in person, but it's the next best thing. I teach science at Marywood. And, you know, we had the same pandemic issue. So we had to start tele-educating, distance learning. And I had to learn Zoom and I had to learn to do lectures online and record them. And once you're forced into something, you have to leave your comfort zone. Then you discover a whole new world. And I'm like, this isn't so bad. I'd rather meet in person, but Zooming's okay. And recording lectures are okay. And doing video tele-education, so to speak, is okay. But I was, I had to be forced into it. If I only could force my mom and dad back in the 80s into VCRs, but in microwaves. But, you know, I think it's, you got to bust out of your comfort zone with anything in life. And then you discover new things. So anyway, now that Zoom is not only the new thing, but heck, let's face it. You know, why have people drive in their car for 20 minutes, an hour, 2 hours to come to WNEP to sit down on a chair and interview them with me when it can just do this? They can sit home in their pajamas like I am now on this Monday morning. So perhaps this obstacle made, you know, every crisis produces opportunities. And I'm not saying that to diminish the whole COVID worldwide pandemic deaths, suffering, but in everything, there is a little silver lining. And this pandemic brought on many changes in all of us. And maybe one of them is Zoom conferencing. And maybe all of my future interviews will be Zoom, and it'll expand me out to more people and places and people who would never want to get in their car and drive to WNEP. This could be a new launch, a new beginning. What do you say, Jet? He's just chewing on his little thing that I gave him. Anyway, so today, this girl that joined WNEP, I forget how long ago, but Chelsea Strube, she really impresses me with her creativity, her out-of-the-box thinking. She's not one to take herself seriously. She's fun. She's not a stick in the mud with a 2x4 up her rear end like so many TV people. Not saying, you know, WNEP, but in general. So I love this girl. And her and Mike do these great Facebook videos. And Mike, I've known forever, and Chelsea, I know a little bit because we tried to do a bike ride together years ago for Gojo, and she's part-time with me, but I don't see her much, so there's a lot of things I don't know about Chelsea. So let's discover Chelsea and maybe even Mike together, all right? What do you say? I'm Mr. Creativity. Let's go do this, baby.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.
All right, folks. So there she is. I have her in the background, and I just texted Chelsea, and she's like, I'm doing hair and nails for work, but I can chat while I'm doing this. And this is what we love about the girl. So we're waiting her connection. And we'll be talking to Chelsea. She's got to do her hair and nails. And I may say, in the meantime, before she connects with us, I feel like a creeper. Now, I have my monitor back here with, I had to search over and over again on YouTube, Chelsea Stroop, Chelsea Stroop, Chelsea Stroop, to get, you know, a good background. But now, what? I'm that guy searching some girl I work with over and over again. If I get hit by a car today, I'm dead. Someone thinks, oh, maybe this was something fishy. We better check his whole email out. They're going to see this. I mean, come on. Chelsea, she's knocking on the door now. Here she is. There she is. I love it. What are you doing?
Does this microphone work? No? Stop. I'll unplug it.
This is why we love you. This is why we love you.
Oh my gosh, what's uploaded on that screen back there?
I was going to say, right before I connected with you, I said, I feel like a creeper. I'm in my home studio, but I want a good background. So I searched your name on YouTube just so it's a good background. And now I'm that guy searching Chelsea.
But there's a lot of stuff on there.
What's that?
There's a lot of stuff on YouTube.
So there you are, and there Mike is, and I thought that's a great background. What's with the Christmas lights still up? Get with the program.
Listen, it is gloomy and dark. These are dark days. I need something to bring me a little bit of joy. My ceiling would be so bored. I logged in. I said, oh, I got to turn those on. And I went,
turn them on. Christmas brings you joy lights. That's the dark time of the year.
Multicolored lights. They have these up all year round.
All right. So while you do your hair and nails, so Mr. Curiosity, my podcast has been going on for a year. It's quite popular, but I had to stop with the pandemic. Right?
Right.
And now you're my new guest. Because you know, we've chatted before. You and I have the same weird brain chemistry.
Even though Michael said, just listen to what he says because his brain works faster than yours.
that was his advice?
Well, I called him to see how far away he was. And he's just leaving Montrose. So he won't be here for about an hour, but probably 45 minutes.
Yeah, because we'll do this under 45 minutes. And I just want to know about you, your origins. Your zaniness, your who you are, pick your brain, unpack Chelsea Stroob. Who is this person who is bold enough to do hair and nails in front of tens of thousands of people if this makes it to our YouTube channel and audio?
I'm okay with that.
I know you are.
If you can't accept me like this, then you don't deserve me. At my best, okay?
That's why you're a superior intellect. You don't take yourself too seriously. What's with all the other people with the big 2x4 stuck up their rear end? How do you get like that?
I don't know. High school is a scary place. Middle school really stinks. It's scarring.
Let's back up to the name Chelsea. Very trendy.
Is it?
Yeah, don't you think?
I'll tell you what. I was before Chelsea Clinton.
Yeah.
And my father is a big Joni Mitchell fan.
Okay.
And so it was so kind of
after my age. He's probably my age because Joni Mitchell was big in the 70s, right?
So my father was born in 57.
In what?
57.
57. Okay. He's got 10 years on me. But anyway, so there he is. And he says, we have a girl.
Ish. 10 years ish.
So how does it get to the point where he says, I'm going to name my daughter Chelsea?
Well, I'm a twin.
No. Whoa.
I have a twin brother. Oh my gosh, Joe. I have a twin brother.
Okay.
We were going to be Stephen and Eric.
I was going to say, are you identical or fraternal?
So many people say that after hearing I have a twin brother.
That's not funny then. Okay. So,
it happens every day.
So there you are, two twins born in what year?
1991.
There you are, 1991. Two new little gooey. 30. And your mom, she bursts open with this life. She says, "Let's say Chelsea." And what's the other guy's name? Fred.
Steven.
David, all right.
Well, I'll tell you what my mom wanted to name us. She wanted to name us Luke and Leia.
Luke and Leia, Star Wars fans.
And Dad was like, no way. And Mom was like, what? Star Wars won't come back.
Get out.
Can you imagine?
So then she won. She wanted Chelsea, or your dad wanted Chelsea?
I'm not sure, but I know Chelsea was a combination of Chelsea Morning by Joni Mitchell and Jane Fonda's character on the movie On Golden Pond.
Oh.
Her name was Chelsea in that movie.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that 90% of the world's Chelseas were all born in the 90s, and then it ended. There's no more Chelseas.
Oh, I had four Chelseas at my lunch table in high school.
That's what I'm saying, though, but there are no more Chelseas. So 20, 30, 40 years from now, if you say your name is Chelsea, they're going to all be like, oh, you were born in the 90s. Just like Dorothy and Greta are all certain names from a certain past. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, then they'll make a comeback. Like, those names are making a comeback, aren't they?
I don't know. Are there any Maggies being born today? Maybe. Hey, your hair looks good. All right. So you're born where?
I was born in Pittsburgh.
Wow. And my phone's ringing. I'm going to ignore that. You hear
it? I've given away all the answers to my secret security questions here.
How so? Pittsburgh, where's yours? What's your mom's maiden name and what street were you born on?
Oh, goodness.
Just kidding.
Okay.
All right. So.
Oh, I forgot my air horn. Let me get that. Let me download that.
Because remember, the part of this Curiosity podcast, if you have anything that makes you uncomfortable, you just beep or whatever, and then the question stops. Whether it's a horn, whether you go beep, 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 whatever you want.
Oh, I got it. It's in the works.
But I know nothing will make you uncomfortable. All right, so let's go back now. You're born in Pittsburgh, but your mom's family, your dad's family is from Northeastern PA.
So my mother's family is from South Wilkes. She was born and raised in South Wilkes-Barre, but after the flood of 72, they moved out to their summer home in Knoxon.
Wow. Okay. So wait. Already big shot. Summer home. I mean,
not really.
What's going on with this highfalutin lifestyle?
In the 70s?
Summer home. I mean, the way I grew up, there was like one home for 20 families, and you guys have a summer home.
It's not like that at all.
Yes, it is. It's You're high home. Society bourgeoisie.
False. Wrong. I mean, my uncle still lives in the home on Knoxon Road.
Okay. So the whole rattlesnake thing part of your youth?
No.
No, you weren't thinking, what the heck are they doing up there in Knoxon?
No, I didn't. I moved around a lot. So my parents met working at P&G. My mother was one of the first women to work on the assembly line at P&G in the 70s.
Okay.
And my father was an engineer, came in from Cornell.
Oh, what kind of engineer?
Industrial.
So he's a science guy. Where did he go to? He went to Cornell?
Yep.
Big smart guy.
Sure.
Nerdy looking. He's got the glasses. He took differential equations. He's good in calculus. He knows all that stuff. Talks like a robot. Watch Star Trek as
you
a
kid. You should see his printing. It's phenomenal. His penmanship.
How's he doing now? Good?
Good. He lives in Connecticut.
Okay. And so there you are in Pittsburgh, a new baby. You got your brother, your mom and dad, engineer. You got summer home in Knoxon. And then what? You go to high school where? A couple different.
Well, I moved around a lot. My father was a bottling plant manager for Pepsi.
Okay.
So we moved around a lot. I lived in Pittsburgh for 2 years, Ohio for 3 years, Annapolis, Maryland for 8 years. And then we moved to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. That's where I went to high school.
Well, wait. So this was all before high school, these elementary moves.
Well, I was in the same school for 8 years from kindergarten through seventh grade. So I moved in eighth grade.
And that's right when the hormones are surging. Everyone's going through puberty. You don't want to move then. You already established friends.
Oh, it was bad.
Did you hate your parents? I'm not moving. You're punching the sheetrock. You're twisting your hair. You're saying, that's it. I'm going to rebel. I'm running away. I just said you're twisting your hair because you're just twisting your hair. It looks good, though.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying to get my, I'm going to have to do the bow, 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 because I lost my debit card. So my debit card doesn't work in the app store.
Well, anyway. Why are you sharing that with me now? Who cares?
Well, I was trying to get the ham horn app. The question?
I forget. Oh, so you're moving all around. You're not even in eighth grade. You hate your parents for moving you like this.
Oh. So we were used to always being on the go. My sister played water polo competitively. What
is that? Is that like pimple cover up?
Yes.
Huh.
I got a big one.
I'll never understand you women with all that stuff. If I had to do that just once a month, it would ruin my life. And you do it every day. I see my wife doing that every day. How do you do it?
Is it part of the routine?
Yeah, but is there a part of you that somehow likes it?
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody's a little bit vain.
Oh, I know. But the ritual. I mean, I don't even like combing my hair. That's why I wear hats all the time. And you women go through these series of steps. It's
how you make the big bucks.
That's why you make the big bucks?
How you make the big bucks.
Okay, all right. Where were we? So yeah, you're moving, you established friends. You're where are you going when you're in eighth grade?
In eighth grade, I went to Linglestown Middle School, right off exit 77, off 81.
Yep.
In Dauphin County. And
I'm
then,
very familiar with that. I went to college in Millersville, so I'm very familiar with that area.
So I was on trajectory to follow in my sister's footsteps and swim competitively and play water polo. But then because she did it for the Naval Academy.
And how old is she?
She's 7 years older than me.
So she was this sister, this older sister, telling you what to do, bossing you around, getting her hand-me-down clothes. You hated it.
Well, now we're best friends, but oh my gosh, we would fight.
Where is she now?
She is in Annapolis, Maryland.
She like an engineer, a bottling cap manager. What is she doing?
She works. She's a pharmaceutical rep for Allergan. She's like number four in the country.
So there's three in your family, older sister, you twins. You move around. You finally settle in South Central Pennsylvania, right? That's where you graduate high school?
Yep.
Then how did that go? Good. What kind of person were you in high school? Were you like the thespian? Were you the troublemaker? Were you the girl smoking cigarettes in the laboratory? Maybe a couple of things other than cigarettes. I don't know. What were you like? What are you doing?
High school? Let's see. Well, there wasn't a place for me to really swim or play water polo.
Right.
So I
what does that make your eyebrows thicker?
Well, yeah, you can't see my eyebrows. They're so light. I have to color them in a little bit.
So now you're putting in that thing that makes the eyebrows thicker.
Well, it's more like a pencil, and I'm just kind of like drawing them on over top of the hair.
God, I don't know. I seriously, I don't know.
Maybe I should have done this before we started talking.
No, this is what makes it great. Is that a smoke alarm in the background right over your right shoulder? Is that a smoke alarm right there?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad you're taking these steps to,
Dude, I have to. Let's see. Well, in eighth grade,
is that like a rechargeable battery that'll last for 4 or 5 years?
I don't know. I could take it down and we could dissect it if you want.
No, could you light a cigarette and let's see if it'll go off?
I don't have any cigarettes.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so you didn't want to swim. You're living in your sister's footsteps. You're in South Central PA. You're a good student, A student.
Oh, yeah, I was the best.
Get out. No joke?
I mean, I wasn't the best.
No.
I was in the top 30 out of 500.
Did you know, like, this is it? I want to be a journalism. I want to be a shower. I want to be a doer. Or do you want to go in science, math, arts, humanities? What were you thinking?
So in high school, it was hard to make friends in eighth grade. And I had a twin brother, and he had trouble fitting it. He found his crew, but it was hard to, like, make friends with people when a lot of people are making fun of your brother.
Why would they make fun of him again?
Well, I mean, we were just different, you know?
Yeah, so different is often good. He's not like the kid who's
Steven's the best. You should have him on your podcast.
He's not walking around reading Dungeons and Dragons and wearing.
No, but it was hard for us to, in eighth grade, everybody's got their.
Yes, yes.
Got their things going on. And the eighth grade in Harrisburg was moving way faster than the eighth grade where I came from.
I see.
Like where I came from, holding hands with a boy was a big deal. But here it was like a whole other story. And Harrisburg.
What do you mean? More progressive or more archaic?
More advanced.
Oh, really? I wouldn't think
so
that.
We were just like, huh? I mean, we weren't like little pilgrims, but you know.
Right. So
anyway, so it was hard to kind of fit in and find your stride. So I spent a lot of time.
It's like the Footloose scene, the Footloose movie. You're dancing in the barn, right? Kevin Bacon. You don't see that reference?
I you know what? I really should see this movie.
Forget it. All right, so you're busting out. You're holding hands. Look at this. Everyone's liking Chelsea. She's the pretty blonde in homeroom 120J. Is that what it is?
I made friends in choir. I joined the choir, and then I worked, starting at 15, I worked at a paint-your-own ceramic studio.
Oh, see, the artsy's coming out. Arts.
Yeah, next to the movie theater.
Could you sing something for us now?
You know, Carl says it's a rule. I'm not allowed to sing.
Sing something original, not something that's...
oh, my gosh. I don't have anything original.
Happy birthday is okay. That's now legally... I like how she just disappears from the scene. There she is. She's gone.
So this is a Stein that I painted.
And oh, okay.
Color Me Mine, Harrisburg. This is a sunset.
Yeah, so I've seen your paintings. I've seen the way your brain works. There's no doubt you're very creative, which is part of what I'm wondering. So you knew this. I guess what I'm getting at is because your dad was an engineer, I thought maybe a lot of times the offspring have a tendency for STEM, the science and math. But you're going the other direction. You're going the creative end.
Yeah, my mother's very creative.
Okay.
And yeah, arts, and anytime there was a project, like nobody was allowed to help me. Chelsea, I'm a little bit of a control freak. Chelsea had to do it all on her own.
Oh.
But Steven always needed a little bit of help because he was very, you know, he's a boy with very limited imagination, I guess.
Steven, your brother, because right. He was more like your dad, an engineer type, logical, Spock-like.
Right. So when there was some kind of creative project, Mom helped Steven and Chelsea did it by herself.
I love it.
But I didn't go to school for journalism. I wanted to be an actress.
Oh, well, we see that every day. We see that every day.
But Dad was like, Steven and I were applying to schools. The day I was supposed to go to my audition at Carnegie Mellon, Dad sat me down and was like, Chels, listen. We lost half your college fund in the stock market crash.
Oh.
So you have to go to Pitt or Penn State. If you want me to, if you don't want to have student debt, you want me to pay for your schooling, this is where you have to pick one of these schools.
So when you were going for that audition at Carnegie Mellon, what was that all about? That was just to be...
I never went.
No, but what was that? Well, I don't know, understand what that was. Oh,
when you apply to... BFA, Bachelor of Fine Arts program, you have to audition to get into the program.
Oh.
You have to do a comedic and a serious monologue and then sing two songs.
Isn't that funny? Then, at this moment, your life took a fork in the road. You could have been at that audition and you could have been right now in movies and film, but no, the road bifurcated.
I don't know. It's a lot easier to be yourself on camera than it is somebody else, I've discovered.
Okay.
And honestly, I tried that whole thing out. I still went to Pittsburgh. Yeah. My brother and I went to Pitt together.
Right.
And even though I was such a brat about it, 2 weeks after I lived there, I said to my dad, I'm so sorry for being a brat because I love Pittsburgh. And I got right into it. I mean, the first thing I did was I got a part-time job at a fancy restaurant where you see the movers and shakers come through. So I was hosting at a Ruth's Chris Steakhouse downtown, and all the big wigs, you know, are making their way through the door, and I'm checking their coats.
Are big wigs jerks?
I mean, some of them.
Yeah, a lot of times.
If they didn't, if they don't, I tend to see, like, if all people know is the 1% lifestyle, then they are a little bit, they have that sense of entitlement. But if they made it on their own.
Yes, that's the key, right?
Yeah.
I've always felt, which, do you agree with this? Someone who was, say, physically abused as a child, horrible. Someone who maybe was born with diabetes. It's not a pleasant thing to go through in life. I've often felt that if you were brought up wealthy, it's similar in those two aspects, in that it's a horrible thing to go through life being brought up wealthy from childhood, because you will never know what perspective is and how to work hard for something. It's very difficult, I think. So I put it in the same category as abused as a child, or being having a congenital medical issue. You were, if you are brought up wealthy, it is a curse in life, and I stand.
I would say, I don't know if I would put it in the same realm as like child abuse or a physical, like a birth defect.
I'm not putting it in the same realm. I'm putting it in the same box. Okay, different levels of
umbrella.
Degree. I'm putting it under the same big box or umbrella.
Oh, so, boy.
The nicest, coolest, most understanding people on planet Earth are those who had a non-spoon of gold in their mouth childhood. Look at that. It's an eyeliner now.
Yep. Yeah, I would agree with that.
We're actually watching you transform.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
This is a whole show.
So when we first started this, was there any makeup at all?
No.
Get out.
Nope.
We're going to put this on YouTube so everyone's going to see this.
Oh, great.
You don't care. See, this is your gift. You don't care. Could you imagine all those pretentious people who would be like, no, do not shout. You don't care.
Oh,
you
win. I run you into won. Them every day. They you won't let won. Me put them on the news.
I know. You won in life already. You're the winner.
I won.
So college was good?
College was excellent. I got a degree in theater and marketing. And let's see, second semester acting class, my teacher hooked me up with his agent, and then I started going on auditions at
what year is this? 2010. Okay.
So I started going on auditions. I didn't get, like, they met me at age 19. They said, "Oh, Fisher Price is gonna love you," and it was like,
I can see you doing
I'm 19. Like, can I be like the high school mean girl? Like, we're going right to mom. We're going right to mom.
Like the bubbliness?
The whole thing.
They liked your bubbliness or something? What is it?
I don't know. I guess I just look matronly.
No. Is this whole happy, wonderful, enthusiastic, zest for life thing an act? Is there a dark side where you're mopey and cranky?
I mean, my mother would say, yeah.
I don't know.
So we have our dark times, but listen, I've had more than 50 jobs.
You're not kidding around.
So I wrote it down. I have it written down somewhere. So the fact that I can have one-ish job and
how many years now?
Have some free time, that's great.
I love it. All right, so you get out of college, you're doing all these jobs, you're auditioning for this, that, you're moving around. How many TV stations you worked with before WNEP?
Just one.
Oh.
I worked. So what was funny was I got an internship at KDKA, which is the CBS affiliate out there, with the promotions department, because the manager had a set of twins with an older sister, a set of boy-girl twins with an older sister.
This is why you get a job, because of some type of sibling parallels in the universe?
Yeah, like that was, we just connected over that. And then
that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, so you got the job.
I was the intern for the summer, and I...
Look at her popping up her eyes.
I worked on this high school quiz show called Hometown HiQ. So it was like a quiz bowl that we aired on Saturday mornings. Ooh, it's windy outside.
Well, there's a front moving through. We're going to get some snow showers today. And yeah.
Can't wait. So then
Wait, that eye looks good. That eye, you should go out with one eye done, the other one not, and just What's in that container you're drinking? Is that like a?
So this is orange juice, frozen fruit, yogurt, and gelatin.
Excellent. So you're a healthy girl. You're a conscientious girl. You're health conscious.
What are you talking about?
Your job in the TV station where they hired you because you had a sibling parallel in the universe.
So then they hired me to be on what's called the Pittsburgh CW Green Team.
Love it.
It was just kind of like a promotions team that would represent the station at events and do commercials and do fun on-air content.
That's perfect for you. You're the one.
Oh, yeah. There's some funny stuff on YouTube. But I would still go on some auditions. And I had a lot of other jobs because that was a part-time job. But it was so much fun that I tried to make sure I had all these other sources of income so I could maintain my position on the Green Team.
Sure.
Because I might only work 10 hours one week.
And so how old are you now? You're in your how old are you when all this is taking place? No, when this is doing.
This is like 20s, 21, 22, 23.
What are you thinking though? I want a job in TV. What were you thinking while you were doing that? I want to be an actress. I want to be a journalist. What were you thinking?
I didn't think about being a journalist until I applied for the job at WNEP.
Really?
Yeah. It was like, station. So I was kind of at my station in Pittsburgh, and it was like 6 years. I'm waiting in the wings for something to open up. And
that was part-time?
Yes.
So you were
I was 6 years part-time, but I was taking on all these responsibilities from people that would leave and they wouldn't replace.
But what? But a girl of your talent and zest and enthusiasm, why didn't it just become full-time? I don't understand that.
Money, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. So you're applying
because my trajectory there was, the spot that's open that we'll most likely get to hire for after the hiring freeze is this promotions editor who has an office in a basement with no windows. And all you do is like add our logos to syndicated promos, like episodic stuff. So like Mike and Molly or Two Broke Girls, like you're going to add Pittsburgh CW branding all day to rerun commercials. And I was just all right. Like,
yeah, but I guess I'm trying to move this forward because we're running out of time, 45 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
No, and I want to invite some of the look at she asked. I got her full attention. No, so I'm just saying, what makes you then say I'm going to my second home in Knoxon, WNEP land? Where does that come from?
Well,
is that
my my boyfriend I was with at the time, we were just like, you know, we kind of want a more rural setting. We're kind of over the city. I mean, while the city was beautiful and I loved it and I really took full advantage of it, it's a grind.
Yeah.
Everything's so work.
You apply at WNEP.
So I applied at WNEP.
What year is this?
2017.
Who left that you were replacing? You know?
Susan Goldklang.
Oh, so you.
I was a weekend reporter.
Yeah.
And so I told Carl, yeah, I'll work weekends. And so it was like, all right,
during
that
interview, did you feel like it was a rough interview? You had to cut in front of a lot of other people, or you're the one, this was it, we got it.
I felt when I came in for that interview, I mean, it was like I was given a tour. And I remember Carl called me, was like, so you want to be a reporter, huh? And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll try it out. Sure, I think I'd like to. I'd like
why
to come back.
Why didn't you put on the illusion, perfect at this. I'm trained in this. I've done it in Pittsburgh. I'll be great.
Well, I think in this industry, your tape speaks for itself a lot of times.
So that he saw that. And,
Carl saw a lot of my interviews I was like an entertainment reporter.
Gotcha.
So a lot of my rapport with interview subjects. And he just said, I liked your tape and thought you'd be a great asset to the team. And then I worked against for a year and a half, but it wasn't like waiting 6 years. And then I finally got full-time in Luzerne County.
I love it. I love it. And my interaction with you kind of started, and I still feel bad about this. And you know what I'm going to say. When you joined me on Gojo Bike Ride, and that was a horrible day for me. We were running late. And we had people join us from the station. You were one of them, all of the anchors and reporters. And we were running so late, and it was just a fizzle out day. And you didn't even get to really ride. We were going into the city, I believe. You got cut off. I got cut off. I got lost that day. It was terrible. I still feel badly about that.
Well, I'll tell you what, the first time we met, you 45 seconds into meeting me, you asked me if I saw my parents' divorce coming. And I was like,
why would I say that? Why would I say
it
that?
It happened, man. It happened.
Why would I say that?
I don't know.
Well, that was probably small talk. That's all.
That's some serious small talk.
Yeah, well, I like to get right to it. So why'd you move the camera just then?
I'm done.
Oh, this is the fully fleshed out, visible for the world, Chelsea.
Oh, I forgot blush, but I'll be okay.
Don't worry about the blush. So do you know how long we've been doing this? Because I don't.
No.
No, it doesn't show on.
No, we've only been doing this like 23 minutes.
Good. Okay. So 20. So we only have really about another 15 minutes. So what I want to do, I'm going to go Facebook Live soon, and we're going to take some questions from the people.
This should be great.
And then we're also going to make an audio version of a podcast of this, but we're also going to put this on our YouTube channel, right?
But yeah, we're all about the YouTube now. My game show's going on YouTube too.
I love it. And I'm told you, I'm the one that first responded back to you saying, yeah, I want to do this. And then you don't even include me. I see this happening without me. I hate your guts.
Listen, it will happen. We have some kinks to work out.
I'm smart enough.
We need to perfect it before we bring you somebody of your caliber on board.
I'm smart enough to know by caliber you mean, this old guy wants to come in. I know what you're thinking, okay? I know what you're thinking. You all 20-somethings want to keep this going, and you don't want to include us older guys at the station. Fine, whatever.
That's not true at all. If I wanted people to watch, I mean, you have the largest following of anybody. You should have been first in line. You're right.
Yeah, well, you didn't even get back to me and saying, okay, I'll get you on eventually. You just totally ignored me. So I hate your guts forever.
I'm so listen.
But here we go. Let's forage on. So you get this job with Mike. Now, Mike Erat is a photographer, photojournalist. This guy, how do we describe him to the public? He's like everyone's dad. He's solid. He doesn't seek attention. He's a logical thinker. He's very honest and true, doesn't like to be fluffed out with unnecessary things. And you're the exact opposite. You bring him in to this world of show and enthusiasm and glitz, and he's reluctant. And it is beautiful TV, which is seen on Facebook. How do you describe that? How do you get him to do all these things? He doesn't like it.
I've described him as Eeyore. Thanks for noticing me.
Yes, you know? Yes. There's definitely
I've even printed it out, put it on his desk. And well, the banter between Mike and I all started on a private social media channel between other reporters. We were all on our Snapchats.
Okay.
And we just send funny jokes throughout the day that's kind of industry jokes.
Okay.
So that people only get, like, if you're waiting for a press conference or you're trying to get this person to talk or things like that.
Right.
And then it opened up to, well, why don't we do a parody news story about this or this? And then that's kind of when I painted the windows, that was the first one. And it was like, well, we have to do this all the time.
But does he, now that we can analyze him, because the comedy of this is that he's the foil. You guys are opposites. Is he really reluctant to do all this and he feels like you're a pain in the butt, or is it an act?
He is a little bit in, he feels like he can't live up to my expectations.
Oh.
So he's like, I can't perform as well as you want me to do. And I'm like, Mike, you don't have to perform. You just have to be you. So he is reluctant sometimes, but if we,
he's a little bit of a self-doubt.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah. But it's almost like, I know there's an age difference. It's almost like a married couple not getting along.
You know, like he's okay, honey, I'll take you for milk. You know, okay, honey, we'll go shopping at Target. Like he's that guy. It's beautiful. And it's not an act. That's the beauty of it. It's real.
Yeah. I mean, he's my best friend.
He is your best friend.
Definitely.
And you've been working together how long?
A year and a half, almost. A year and a half.
I'm wondering if we can have him right here now with us. He's right here.
He'll be here soon.
But I wonder if someone said to him, I want this to end, and she no longer does any of this stuff. She's just doing her job. No more videos on Facebook. No more skits and bits. Would he be disappointed or elated? What would he think, I wonder? Because he seems reluctant, but that again is the beauty.
Well, because sometimes like he'll mess up and I'll be like, oh, okay, we have to do that again.
Oh.
And I'll be like, well, how about I just don't do these anymore? And I'm like, you stop it. You stop yourself right now. Everybody on Facebook, I'll post something on Facebook and half of the comments are about him. It'll be a selfie. I'll post a picture of my cat or a picture of myself. And people are like, oh, how's Mike doing today? Where's Mike? How's Mike?
I know because there's something about
people love him.
Well, could you see this behind me? Let's just go with this for a second. Look.
Okay, so this was the New Year's resolutions check-in.
Yeah, but it's
so it was like, "How's Chelsea?" Inconvenient. Oh, you should see the bloopers from this.
They're all good. I love them all. So, I want you to, before we go Facebook Live, we take some questions from people. I want to say this to you: when you're rich and famous and this actress, and you're in Hollywood and you're in sitcoms, I want you to remember me and WNEP, because you're just a talented, fun, lively girl, and I love you.
Well, I'll tell you what, I worked on a film set for 4 months as a stand-in.
Okay.
As somebody, so like, when the actress leaves the set after they've blocked the choreography, they need somebody to stand there who's her same height and her same complexion, so the people can adjust the lights
and
the
you.
Cameras.
You did
so
that.
And so I did that, and I just stood there and watched people make a TV show for 4 months. And I'll tell you what, the industry isn't really, I learned, it wasn't all it's cracked up to be.
Oh.
So, I mean, while it was a lot of fun and I learned a lot, the lifestyle of film and TV, like, you think we don't sleep in this industry? They don't sleep in that industry.
What would be your ultimate, and I hate to say this, end game? Or you don't want to even answer that now.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know.
You don't know.
But I really like it. I have all my family here. My mother lives at a beautiful lake. Like, so
you're happy. You're
going to live anywhere else.
You're happy and content.
I'm pretty content.
They say rich is the man or woman whose pleasures are simple. And I agree with that.
I just like being outside.
Yeah, you ever see that guy? There's nothing impressive about his house or his car, but he goes fishing down the lake every day. He has simple meals, and he's the happiest guy around.
Yeah.
Simple as the man, yes. I'm telling you, it's the way to live life. And then you look at that woman in her $200,000 Porsche SUV, and she's got the big glasses on, and they're always miserable. The women in the big SUVs are always miserable, I'm telling you. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
They have big glasses and they're miserable.
I never approach them for sound in a parking lot.
No, they don't want to help out. All right, let's go live on Facebook, take some questions. I think okay. We'll do that. Are you ready?
Okay.
So we'll see how this works. Folks, I am live. Oh, she just, I am live with Chelsea Strube. We're doing a Mr. Curiosity podcast, and we're also doing a Facebook live now. And we're going to also have this probably recording on our, what is it, like a YouTube WNEP site. What's on there?
There's lots of stuff on there. Talkback Feedback's on there. We have our weather specials on there. The game show's going to be on there soon.
All right. So here is Chelsea, everyone. Now, in this podcast, how much time do you think we have left? Less than 10 minutes, maybe.
I feel like we started at 8:30.
Okay. Well, here's your chance.
Oh, Michael will be here in like 5 minutes.
Ooh, this could be good. If he comes into the scene, this could be really good. But here's your chance, everyone, to ask Chelsea a question, and we'll see how things go in the next 5 minutes. This is a little rough to do this, but we have all these people watching now. And
how many you got?
Looks like 101 in just a second or two. And this is going to blow up. But I don't know how, but we need some questions for Chelsea, because they're all going to be like, why do you have your Christmas lights still on? What's that painting behind your left ear? What is that?
That's my vision board for 2020.
What's a vision board? That's you see your future and you go attack it?
Things you want to accomplish.
Move forward.
Look at that. Move forward.
Moving forward for me.
It's a move forward thing. All right.
It's backwards. So I'll just, we'll ignore it. 2021's above the piano.
All right. Now, wait, could you get those big dice out? Where are those big dice over there? What is it?
This is just a prop piece. They are not real dice.
Oh, okay. I thought they were. All right, folks. So here's your chance to ask her a question. It could be about the dice. It could be about the hairdo. She looks lovely. She's ready to begin her workday. What's a typical workday for you? What are you doing right now? Mike shows up and then what?
Oh my gosh, I'm going to share this. Okay. So Mike shows up and I call in with my story ideas. And sometimes our day's cut and dry. Like, obviously you're doing this and this. Obviously you're going to spend your day here.
Okay.
Days like today, we don't know. Are we talking about snow? Snow's going to be done by 5 o'clock. So we have some other things on the list.
And then with the pandemic, are you done earlier? Does it seem like you're working less these days? What's the truth there?
In the beginning, it was a lot harder. It was a lot more work because one, everybody was at home. So we were trying to find stories.
Okay.
And then we were live all the time. We had we had 5 and 6 live shots. And then after they stopped doing, they said, okay, no more live shots unless it's breaking or developing or weather. Then our day got a little bit, we got to leave at 5 o'clock, you know?
Yeah.
Usually we're not home until after 7.
That's a long day. Does Mike boss you around? He's going, we're going to go here today.
No.
We're going to do this today. Does he do anything? No.
That's me.
You're the boss. You hear that? She's
like, hey, we're doing this and this and this. Okay. And he's like, oh.
All right. So I'm wondering if I have the right feature on. We have 400 people watching now. This is going to be a podcast, and I'm just giving you a little glimpse of what's going to be on a video, but I'm seeing everyone's watching. Do I have the question shut off or something here? No one's.
So you type a comment yourself, say like, hello, and then maybe they'll start popping up, because I run into this issue too. So if you type a comment, you might be able to see the other comments.
Oh,
or I can pull it up.
You know what? Maybe I'm just an old guy and I can't do this, right? Look, there we go.
Ask her where blue is at.
You saw that?
Yeah. Oh, I'll go get them.
All right. Here comes blue. Yeah, I can't see the comments for some reason. I don't know why. Could you see the comments?
I can see them if I play it on my phone. I'll take this over to him. He's sleeping on the guest bed.
What is blue? You know what? I'll never understand you cat people, but let's see, is stroking.
I was never a cat person until he just showed up in my yard.
Yeah, but they're basically hairy furniture. They just lay around.
Listen, he works for his food. He hunts.
Yeah.
He keeps all the rodents out of my garden.
Let me show you what a real pet is. We stay right there.
Oh boy. Andy said, yay, blue. If you had a chance to go up.
This is a real pet right here. You see this right here? This is what you need.
Yeah, but does he bring in baby possums into your house? Does he bring frogs into your house? And then you have to play hockey with a frog all day in your living room?
Oh, he's the best. All right, I think. Come on, keep answering those questions.
People say swipe left.
Oh, I have to swipe left. Let's see.
Somebody said, if I had the chance to go to SpaceX, would I? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think I'm going to space. I don't even like going across a bridge.
No. So you're not an adventurer in that respect, a risk taker.
Well, somebody had asked on your other post if I liked being in the field or on the anchor chair the most. And while I love anchoring, and I know that's probably where I should probably end up.
She's doing the money thing. Yeah.
But I love being out in the field. I love doing something different every day. Because like I said, in Pittsburgh, I was destined for a desk in a basement every day. So the fact that I can go outside and go do something new and meet new people and learn new things every day, it's really, really good. Oh, now, Mike, I think Mike's here.
Mike's here. This could be the...
Here he goes.
Here. Yes. 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 Here it is.
Oh, he's already sighing.
I just hope we have enough time before this ends to get something in from Mike.
Oh, for the Zoom. Oh, because Zoom, you mean?
45 minutes, yeah.
You don't pay for the Zoom. I have Zoom.
I should have used yours. This is my first Zoom interview, so I'm a little
really
nervous. I do it for my teaching at Marywood, but it's a different platform, so it's not Zoom. It's very similar. Mike, come on. We don't have much time left. I got to ask you, buddy. Look at the shoes are going off. Do you see him taking the shoes off?
He'll track salt all the way through the house.
That's how badly she wants me on this. She didn't want me on this at all.
Mike, what? She wanted all the attention to herself.
No, I didn't. Oh. I said, can you get here early, please?
No.
Mike, what we need to know is this reluctancy on your part, or do you want to do this? This is what I can't figure out. It's almost like your comedy is your reluctancy to go with her bits. That's the comedy.
That's the comedy. That you said it right there.
No, so it's real, though? You really don't want to do it?
I just do it because it makes her happy.
Oh, see, I know.
She offered me a chair. Usually she doesn't let me sit.
Yeah. Now
I just have to stand in a corner.
I hate to even bring up this bizarro world, but let's just say you guys were similar in age. You grew up together. You got married and this is your life. Would she be the pushy wife? Is that what she, do you think, is?
I wouldn't know because I'd be hammered all the time. So she could be pushy and I would be totally unaware.
So here it is Monday. You guys are going out to do your job today. Is it like, yeah, this is it, baby. Let's go. Or is it like, another day with Chelsea?
Let's go, girl! No, Mondays are the worst. Mondays and Thursdays are the worst.
Mike, if you can give us one piece of dirt on Chelsea, does she clean her ears when no one's looking? Does she rub the crusties out of her eyes and flick them out the window? Give us something on this girl that, you know, you live with her. Uh-oh, you sure you're telling them what to say? You can't do that.
Oh, I thought of it. She gets this gnarly probiotic yogurt and she keeps it in the fridge, but it's like her main go-to snack in the car, and then the car is full of dirty spoons. And then the other day like totally unaware, she looks at me and says, it smells like sour milk in here. I says, it's because the car is loaded with your dirty spoons. They're in every crevice.
And I wonder why Paul won't give us a new car.
Why so dirty with the spoons?
Listen, where would you put a yogurt spoon?
First of all, you get the plastic ones. Is that what you mean? And then you just throw them away.
No, she brings spoons from the kitchen.
Oh, that's weird. And why are the Christmas lights still up, Mike? Does that bother you? It bothers me.
It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't really bother you.
No, I'm sorry, but I can see how it would trigger you.
I take that as an insult.
You should.
People want a snowball fight today.
All right, well, I think, Chelsea, in this podcast that's going to be released in coming days, in this YouTube video that's going to be on our channel, and finally on this Facebook Live, we're about to end this, but I just want to say thanks for helping me out and doing this. I think people are very curious about you. You're a very wonderful, energetic, go forward type person. And a lot of folks are going to really like this and get to know you. So is there anything I left out that I need to know, that we need to know?
Talk about the cat.
We saw the cat.
I want to let you know real quick how much time you have. I want to let you know, if you haven't covered this, in case you're totally unaware of this, Where's Joe? Where's Snedeker? Has become a part of NEPA culture.
Oh, do you know? Oh my gosh. Everywhere we go, where's Snedeker at?
Is that right?
Anytime they see Channel 16 logo, they go, where's Snedeker at? Where's Snedeker? Yeah. Oh my God, every crew. This is something every news crew deals with.
Oh my goodness, I didn't know that.
I usually say he's home sleeping.
You should have
I say he's on his bike somewhere.
You should have this one response out. This could be a good one. Yeah, he's on parole. Something like that. Or, you know what I mean? Like,
his work release. Misty
said we got to make t-shirts. We should make Where's Snedeker at t-shirts.
Oh, that would be funny.
Gosh.
Mike, does she come up with all the bits you do, or do you have any input in that?
I'd say it's probably 60-40. Her being the 60, she comes up with a lot of the concepts, and I add to them.
Excellent.
Thanks.
He's got the New Year's resolutions on YouTube.
Oh, New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. Follow up. Follow up was the best. The gummy bears, we did that in one take. The drop with the gummy bears, that was one take.
So if anyone wants to see these bits and you're not familiar with them, just search Chelsea Strube on YouTube or whatever. And do you have your own channel or no?
I guess so. Yeah, those are all on my personal account. I guess sometime we could switch them over to the WNEP account.
Mike, is she going to be some world famous actress or performer someday? Do you think she has that arc, or I don't know. What do you think?
I think there's a good chance. I think she really likes Northeast Pennsylvania. I'm not sure she wants to leave, but you know, everybody's got their price.
I don't like sharing walls.
That right behind your left shoulder, there's a blue book there. What is that title? Let's see what that title is, the blue one. Yeah, right there. Now the blue one, like a powder blue, it looks like here on the camera. This is going to tell us everything about Chelsea right here, that one. Here we go.
Oh, this one?
Probably. Yeah, let's see what that this is. I was thinking the other one, but that'll work. Here we go.
Oh.
Everyday astrology? Or this is Generation T, 120 things to do with an old t-shirt.
You see how we're getting into her life here, folks? I love it. All right, well, maybe we better finish this up.
And Mike and I get along because we're both air signs.
Now, I have to, as the scientist here, just let you know that there is absolutely zero, not a tiny percentage, zero truth in anything astronomical. It is a complete made-up hoax.
Well, how about this, Joe? You and I are both Aquariuses, and we're pretty similar.
What you're doing is fishing for overlaps. You can do that in anything. You can say both of us had moms with an R at the end of their first name. Therefore, you're fishing for connections. There is no evidence at all to support astrology. It's pseudoscientific nonsense.
Well, thanks for raining on my parade. And this Monday, great. A great way to start Monday. Now I got to join. I have to join the morning meeting in 10 minutes and have all my idea stories shot down.
You are what you choose to be. Skill times effort equals success. It has nothing to do with the stars, baby. And that we shall end on, baby. Thanks for everything, you guys. I hope this wasn't too much of a pain in the butt for you.
I only didn't sleep all night and then I just hit the snooze button 6 times.
Mike, when you put her in the car, will you do this as you leave her house? Squeal the tires, just burn them out, and just like a scene in a movie.
Yeah, we're going to drive out of here like we stole something. Good.
I hope to see you soon. We'll get this up as a podcast. We'll get this up as a visual interview on YouTube and who knows where else.
Do you think it's interesting enough for people to watch?
I think you were great. I love you. I love you. You know that. I love you. All right, I'll see you.
We can do a part two.
Part two coming up, only if Mike allows it.
An exclusive just with Mike. Just Mike. I pick his brain all day.
We'll see you guys.
Thank you, Joe.
Peace out.
Curiosity, what are you so curious about? Everything, Mr. Curiosity.